Thank you, Jesus. We will be pursuing a theme in the same vein or avenue that Sister Minister Lynch was on last week. We've been preparing this for a while, so she's, with her blessing, as we sought the Lord, we do have a go-ahead from the Lord. And that is along the lines of the authority of the believer. It would not be named that, though. That's why I want you, don't put that down as the title, but it'll be along those lines. It would be a little bit, cover the little bit more area than just that. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I believe you'll find it at the end, most informative, and I believe a blessing. Hallelujah. And it is called Enforcing Satan's Defeat. Amen. Enforcing Satan's Defeat. To enforce means to compel obedience. In other words, you force someone to obey. Even though they don't want to, it's not their will to, but when you enforce it, you are forcing them to comply. Not from a heart standpoint, but from a power play point of view. Amen? Then it also means to affect or gain by force. To effect, not affect, but effect or gain by force. Amen. Satan and demons are legally washed up has-beens. Amen. Did you hear that? I said Satan and demons are legally washed up has-beens, operating as a de facto government. Amen. Under cover of darkness. Right. And there are those who reject the concept of a personage called